KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So much happening here on the MRL show. We just gave away 5 seconds of summer VIP experience. We want to give a big old shout out to Stephanie in Lancaster. She won the 5 seconds of summer experience where you get to go to the sound check, go backstage to hang out with Five Sauce, and then you get tickets to the show. We're doing that every hour, so you still have 3 more chances to win. On top of all that, a winner for the Wake Up and Win for $500 will be giving away that in like 10 minutes. So don't go anywhere for that. But it's time to get down to business.
So we don't call MRL show family meetings for no reason. It's kind of a more serious part of the MRL show when we call a family meeting. And that includes you guys as well. Of course, you're part of the MRL show family. Our Facebook Live people, we're on KISS 95.1's Facebook Live right now. You can go there and watch us and comment and talk and chat with everyone. But here's a dilemma that I'm dealing with.
Okay.
And I want to throw it out there for you guys, and maybe people that have been in my position before can chime in, because quite honestly, I'm scared, I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And I don't know what to do. And Amanda kind of has her mind made up already. So we have Dean, and we have baby Ruby, who now is 7 weeks old today.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda says that that's it, that it's time for me to get a vasectomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is not what we thought this meeting was about.
Not at all.
What did you think the meeting was about?
We wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Let me see. Give me that piece of paper.
Because we wanted to see if that was it.
Oh, you thought dog.
Yeah, we thought you guys were considering getting another dog after Kasha.
Yeah, Kasha passed away. That's actually the last time I called a family meeting. So, I mean, good thought. But no, I think it's more serious than that. Like,
wow.
I have a lot of questions, you know, and I know there's a lot of family members, MRL show family members out there that have gone through this.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing I'm struggling with is the fact that that's it. Like, I'm okay having two, but, you know, I mean,
did you want a big family?
I would be okay with three.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Quite honestly. But, and I know that you can reverse a vasectomy
and
all that stuff.
Yeah, nowadays you can reverse.
But I mean, that almost is like, it just pulls the plug on it, A, and B, Roy, I'm not very happy about the whole hanging out with the bits thing and the vasectomy anyway. It freaks me out.
Well, you know.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, I know what the snipping is.
Oh!
Here's the thing. I just think of it like getting your tonsils removed. You'll be able to eat ice cream.
Except for not in your mouth. Okay. So here's the thing. You know that this is an actual thing. Men wait until Super Bowl or March Madness or other big sporting events to get the vasectomy because they have to be laid up for a couple days afterwards and they can't lift anything. And they like, so you, I mean, you could turn this into a mini vacation for yourself, really.
I like where you're going with that. I mean, what's the
you
down?
Like me trying to sell this? Because I'm going to try to sell this to Dallas at some point. So I want to see if it works on my work husband first.
Let's talk about that for a second, Loren, because I threw back to Amanda, how about you getting your tubes tied?
Uh-huh.
And she's not interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
She said there's way more risks involved in that than there is in a guy getting his vasectomy.
100%.
So my family meeting is the conflict of, I know you can reverse it, but I probably wouldn't do that, y'all. Like, once I get the vasectomy, that's it. Like, I couldn't see another, like, I don't want a third that bad that I'd be like, we're doing this.
Right.
Amanda. And it's just, that's it.
So then
like,
what's the problem?
I'm 42 years old and that's that. Well, Loren, it's a big deal. Like, that's it. I'm cutting it off.
Speaking of being.
Hold on. I take that back. I'm not cutting it off. I'm cutting off
the
process of the natural process of having a child.
But what are you afraid of? Like, are you afraid of the pain? Because
That's the other conflict too. I'm afraid. So two conflicts.
Have a baby, and then you can talk to me.
I'm afraid of just putting an end to it. Just making the decision to be like, Amanda, that's it. Like,
it seems permanent.
Yeah, the blanks, as they call them. I'm gonna have blanks. Okay, that's one. And two, the actual process, Roy, makes me nervous.
How old are you again?
42.
aren't you, isn't your potency going to go down? I mean, at some point,
no,
can
guys,
you wait it out?
Guys can
keep going,
deliver a lot longer than women okay. can.
And the other thing, too, is like Amanda's like, by the way, furniture moving isn't going to happen the way it used to happen at this point. Because she's not going back on any protection. She's not going on protection that she used to take.
Okay.
So
we were having such an adult conversation.
We really are.
Well, I don't know what you do, bud.
But that's why I called the family meeting. So I appreciate your help. Roy, you're dismissed.
I think you should get snipped.
I do, too. Just get it done.
I do.
Get it done. We'll play video games. I'll sit down on the couch with you. I'll be fine. I'll make jokes about it.
I'll bring you ice.
Well, I'm going to have to do it sooner than later. I can't wait for the Super Bowl. I can't wait for March Madness.
Why?
Because Amanda says that we can't do anything until that goes down.
I think if you went to Amanda and you were like, hey, this is a big thing, so I will do this, but let me, like, can I wait until Super Bowl weekend or March Madness?
And maybe she can go on
protection, then. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Megan and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. So I'm actually in the medical field, and I just want to let you guys know that, you know, vasectomy is a lot easier on the guy. It's got a lot less complications, a lot less risk factors than a tubal ligation is for a female. There's a lot of risk factors even after the tubal ligation for the female long-term wise when it comes to like hormones and monthlies and all that stuff.
That's what Amanda said.
It's easy. I know a guy who got it done, and it just seemed like he went in for the procedure. He was done so quickly.
You look at him any differently?
No, I don't look at him any differently.
And it's literally 3 days, and you go back to being your normal self in pretty much every single way. You just have to have a bag of peas for 3 days.
Yeah.
Bag of peas.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Meg. I appreciate you chiming in on the MRL Show family meeting.
Dallas's best friend did it, and it really wasn't that bad.
I wonder if someone out there, a guy, maybe can give me perspective. Like, how did you feel afterwards? Because it's not just the actual... Like I said, there's two things that I'm worried about with the vasectomy. One is the actual process, and two is the fact that, like, I'm losing out on something that I've always had, which is the ability to make a child. And, like, mentally, like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I really don't. I don't know why, but I just don't know if I'm there.
But do you feel like you're being, like, stripped of your manhood or something like
that? Not so much that, Lorraine. Okay. It's just, like, it's not like a macho thing. It's more like, you know, I think we're here to procreate. And I'm taking that away from myself.
Do you want me to show our income potential chart? Because maybe you can't afford more kids with the way our show's going.
Family meeting over. Lloyd's right.
I'm getting the vasectomy.
The vasectomy is happening.
All right, this is Eli and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're just trying to help our friend Mania.
We're conflicted, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Well, Mamie, I gotta tell you, one of the best things I've done, man. I did it about 3 years ago after we had our daughter. So I have a boy that's 9 and a daughter that's 3. You know, perfect family of 4, million-dollar family, as I like to call it. You know, everything out there is marketed to a family of 4, right? So, I mean, once you get your boy and your girl, you're good to go.
Great point, Eli. I think it's called the golden ticket or something, where you have a boy and a girl and that's it. You call it quits. It's just the actual fact of calling it quits. Thanks, bud.
Right. All right, let's talk with Mike. Mike in Lincolnton. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Thank you. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Trying to help our friend Manny navigate through this with a family meeting. So what do you think?
Well, I had the procedure done myself. I have 2 kids. But as far as procedure goes, Manny, it's really not that bad. It's like 10 minutes long and it's over.
Are you out for it or are you in twilight?
Loren wants to know, like, do they knock you out or they just give you like a sedative?
Yeah, they just numb the area down there.
Okay.
Like that's not painful.
I feel like that is scarier than actually going under for a procedure.
It is, but it's like there's really no, like they cut us like.
It's too early.
It's a very small incision.
Okay. I get it. Mike, we're gonna wrap this up, and I already feel better about it. To be honest with you, thank you guys for chiming in. But Mike, did you feel how I felt, which is like, you know, you're just kind of losing something, and it's not the macho thing. It's just like you're just losing a little worth.
You're not. You get it reversed.
I don't think it's that easy.
I don't know.
Yeah, the reverse is not easy. They say it's more complicated than actually having the procedure done.
I think that's it. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a lot worse.
Thanks, Mike.
If you guys wanted more children, I'd be like, yeah, if you had the anticipation that you would reverse it at some point, I'd be like, yeah, you probably shouldn't get it. But you guys don't.
Well, I think Manny might.
No, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad.
If you didn't get this done and you guys had an oops.
I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
You know, Amanda might. I almost said Loren. Work wife, I don't think cares. Real wife might be upset. I think she's done. Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen between now and the
for
procedure?
Me and Amanda, nothing. Yeah. a lot of individual time.
Yeah. Just cuddling?
Yeah, a lot of cuddling. Okay. You know, that leads to nothing until this gets done. But I appreciate it. Kyle and Troutman, we can't get to you, bud, but he says he's been through the process. Just calm down. It's not that big of a deal, and you'll be fine. And I think the actual process of it scares me, but you know, even more is mentally just thinking to myself, that's it, you're done, dude, you're not getting it reversed, and that's it, game over.
If you need me in the room, I'll hold your hand.
That's nice of you. I appreciate that. I knew we were a tight show.